Welcome to Lesson 32, Your Basic Marketing Strategy. When we talk about strategy, it's important to distinguish between tactics and strategy. Tactics are the tools and resources you use, while the strategy is the how and when you use those tactics and tools and resources. In the online world, there are dozens of tactics. In social media marketing alone, you have four major platforms, as I'm recording this, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And then there's Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok, and a slew of others that come and go with the tides. So you can have a different strategy for each of those platforms, like your content marketing plan that we talked about in a previous lesson. And then each of those platforms or channels can be a tactic in your overall marketing strategy. And there are other tactics: advertising, affiliate marketing, article writing, guest posting, videos, aggregate sites like Medium.com or Creative Market or even eBay. There are lots of shiny objects, but there can be only one marketing strategy. There are five steps to developing a solid marketing strategy. We're going to go through those right now. Number one, you've got to understand your goals. Number two, you've got to plan which channels, tools, and platforms you're going to use. Number three, you need to build out the exact what, when, and where of your strategy. Number four, you've got to test that strategy. And then number five, you've got to refine it for future iterations, because a plan is not a one and done. And your marketing strategy won't include every possible tactic. It can't. You don't have the resources to do everything. Nobody has the resources to do everything. And remember, resources aren't just money. It's also time, energy, effort, and attention. Your marketing strategy will be your unique combination of tactics, channels, platforms, and the goal is to get the best possible return on your total resource investment. So you have to be intentional and strategic about what you're going to do, when, and how. Your strategy has to be effective for your particular business model. Knowing who you serve helps you use the right tactics to reach them. If you sell books, your strategy needs to include tactics designed to reach book buyers. If you sell music or art, then your strategy needs to include tactics to reach those buyers. Your marketing efforts then are very much tied to the first half of your business model equation. Who you are, why you do what you do, that informs not only your marketing messaging, but also where you prefer to show up in the marketing world. So if you hate Facebook, for example, it doesn't matter how many potential customers are there if you have no intention of being there to market to them. So that tactic wouldn't be part of your unique strategy, even if thousands of marketing gurus are telling you that you need to be on Facebook. Blah, the answer is that you do not, at least not until you find a way to be there that works for you. So it wouldn't be part of your current strategy. Your marketing strategy then also needs to align to your values, your budget, your goals, and your capacity. Using a tactic, a tool, a platform, a channel that goes against your values is going to make you feel like an imposter and may cause you to not stay consistent with your marketing efforts. If you're overspending your marketing budget, then you're going to go out of business pretty fast. Super Bowl ads may be an effective strategy for big business, but they are probably not a solid tactic for your strategy. If you want to sell books, you'd use different tactics than booking yourself for a performance or a speaking gig. Remember that your messaging is also part of the tactics that you're using. And if you're trying to do more than you or your team can sustain, you've probably exhausted your capacity and you'll eventually exhaust yourself. That's why your business model becomes a great filter for deciding on what tactics to include and which ones to not include in your strategy. A solid marketing strategy then tells you what your goals are, and what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and how frequently you're going to do it, as well as which tools you're going to use to make those things happen. Your marketing strategy is also different than your marketing plan. The strategy is a big part of the overall plan, but is still just a part of it. Your marketing strategy is where all the action is in your plan. The entire marketing plan includes additional things that are also tied back to your business model. Things like what you offer or who your audience is or how you handle customer-facing issues of the business. That could be things like how you answer the phone or reply to emails or service requests or even the uniform that you or your employees wear. Steve Jobs' iconic mock turtleneck and jeans was a uniform of nonconformity. He wore it for every major public appearance on behalf of Apple, but back in the early days of Apple, he just wore a plain old suit. Changing to the black shirt and jeans made a statement for the entire company. It became part of the messaging that said, we're not stuffy suit-wearing folks, we're creatives, we're more relaxed than that. And the irony is that things were anything but relaxed when Jobs walked into the office. He was a demanding, sometimes demeaning visionary that drove many of his employees to the brink with his perfectionist tendencies. But that uniform spoke volumes to the general public. It was a public-facing image issue, okay? It was the image he wanted the company to portray to the outside world. And so that was a key piece of their marketing plan, even if it wasn't a piece of their marketing strategy. This is your opportunity to look at all the possible ways your brand, your company, and you could be showing up in the world and make conscious and intentional choices about where and how you want to be marketing. Are you going to focus your energy on creating YouTube videos or having personal conversations on Twitter all day? Are you going to invest in advertising or paying affiliates to help promote your work? Or are you going to bootstrap everything with free marketing? Once you've created a list of what you want to do, check it against your goals, your values, and what you're actually able to do in terms of your available resources. Now, you may need to make some hard decisions. You may need to pick just one thing and focus on that for a month or two before expanding your strategy to include other tactics. Now, from experience, I know that doing less makes the whole strategy more sustainable. Marketing can become a full-time job if you let it, but that's not why you went into business in the first place. So take time each quarter to review your current strategy and evaluate what's working, then change or eliminate what's not working, and keep an eye on your invested resources for the next quarter. The only way to keep your marketing budget from being a drain on your resources is to regularly evaluate and update your strategy. So your assignment is to go through the questions in the basic marketing strategy workbook and build out your initial marketing strategy. Then follow through on your strategy for the next 30 to 90 days and document your results, because you can't fix anything if you haven't seen what's going on. Armed with the information about what worked and what didn't, then you can revise your strategy and do it again so that it can be more effective in the next iteration. In our next lesson, we're coming back around to mindset, which I think it's just in time because you'll probably be getting a little frustrated and feel like giving up on this marketing strategy thing. Stay the course, okay? In our next lesson, you're going to learn how riding the snail can help you stay on track even when things feel overwhelming. And I will see you there.